marble arch initially had much grander designs than sitting in the center of a busy roundabout. The arch was designed by architect John Nash in 1827 and was intended to be the official state entrance to Buckingham Palace. If Nash's original plan had come to final fruition, Marble Arch would today be situated in the courtyard of Buckingham Palace, just in front of the famous palace balcony. King George IV had requested the construction of the arch. However, he died in 1830 before it was completed. The new king, George's brother, William IV, refused to continue paying for the creation of the structure. He disliked both the arch and the idea of spending money and time to update Buckingham Palace, a building he had no interest in using himself. He hated the palace so much, he actually tried offloading it onto Parliament as their new home after the original Palace of Westminster burned down, an offer they refused. Eventually, William acquiesced to the completion of the project, and in 1833, the arch was completed and stood just in front of Buckingham Palace. On Queen Victoria's accession to the throne just 4 years later, Buckingham Palace suddenly became a hub of royal activity and life. The Queen's expanding family of 9 children required that the palace be extended, and the arch was moved out of the way so a new wing to the palace could be added. The arch was then dismantled and rebuilt here in 1847 to act as a ceremonial entrance to Hyde Park. Originally, the arch was a beautiful, gleaming white, but the pollution of the London atmosphere meant that the marble quickly began to fade. And in the year it was rebuilt, London Magazine described the arch as, quote, discolored by smoke and damp, and in appearance resembling a huge sugar erection in a confectioner's shop window. Now in a central location, the arch was utilized and was actually transformed into a police station in 1851 and was used as such until 1968. It's often speculated that the arch may be moved again, this time to sit actually inside the boundaries of Hyde Park instead of outside on what is essentially a traffic island. However, as of now, there are no concrete plans for this to take place. With your back to the arch and the underground station, walk forward toward the park. You will come to a road crossing broken up into 2 parts. Take them both and enter the park. Once you've entered Hyde Park, you'll be facing a number of paved paths. Take the one furthest left, with the lampposts in the center. Walk until you get to the small hut with the green roof and benches on your right-hand side, then play the next clip.